I am reading from the book of Psalms 27. I'll begin reading from verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Do you know one number one weapon of the enemy is the weapon of fear? Praise the Lord. A lot of people have found themselves in difficult situations because the enemy poured fear in their hearts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because fear is the absence of faith. And most of the time that when you are rooted, when you are not rooted in Christ, when you are not rooted in the true knowledge of God, when you don't know God, when you don't have a relationship with God, when you don't know what you believe in, the enemy may take advantage of you by putting you in fear, praise the Lord, by telling you how big the mountain is, by telling you how big your weaknesses are, by telling you how big your sins are, praise the Lord, by telling you how unable you are, how powerless you are. And many people are succumbing to the weapon of darkness of fear because they don't have the light of God. Hallelujah. So the Lord is my light. So you need light to overcome fear. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And what is light? Light there is the revelation of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Because when you know what you need to know concerning the truth of the Word of God, you will not walk in fear. You will not live in fear because you have the light of the Word of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For example, when you know that greater is he who lives in me than the one who lives in the world. Hallelujah. When you have that light, glory be to God, no darkness can scare you. No demon can scare you. No witch can scare you. No wizard can scare you. No power of the enemy can scare you because you have the light of God. You have the light of God that you are more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthen you. You have light of God that no weapon fashioned against thee shall prosper, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against thee in judgment. When you have the light of God, you are not afraid. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you have the light of his word, the enemy cannot take advantage of you because the devil want to exploit of what you don't know. The devil wants to exploit the light you lack in your life. So no matter the situation you may be going through in life, you need to seek the light concerning that situation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whether it is sickness, seek the light concerning sickness. Whether it is generational curses, seek the light concerning that. Hallelujah. Whether it is stagnation, seek the light concerning that. In the mighty name of Jesus, because the light will deliver you. The light will bring you to a place of deliverance. The light will bring you to a place where you are fearless concerning what the enemy is presenting against you. You see, sometimes when the enemy pamper you with fear, when he pamper you, when he say you are a failure, you can't make it, you are not good enough, you won't be married, you won't have children, and you begin to believe in the devil. You begin to believe what the enemy is saying instead of believing what God is saying. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. That's why it is difficult to help somebody who don't have light. Because lack of light brings faithlessness. Lack of light brings double-mindedness. You see, sometimes people are always double-minded is because they lack light. They lack light of what God has spoken. They lack light. Sometimes we have to stick to the light, no matter the situation, no matter the turbulence. Hallelujah. You need to stick to the word of God. It reminds me that time when Jesus came to raise Lazarus, hallelujah, and Jesus began to speak with the sisters of Lazarus, hallelujah, and he told them, even this day, your brother will be well. Your brother will come to life because I am the resurrection and the life. That was the light that was needed to raise Lazarus from the dead, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And if the resurrection and the life is there, it doesn't matter what is dead. It doesn't matter how many days Lazarus has been dead, because the resurrection and the life is there. That is the light they needed. Hallelujah. But when Jesus was approaching the grave, the tomb where Lazarus was buried, the Bible says he ordered for the tomb to be rolled, for the stone that had covered the tomb to be rolled. And some people began to say, Lord, the odor will come out. The sting will come out. People who didn't pay attention to the light, hallelujah, will begin to look at things in the physical eyes. You know, the enemy wanted to pay attention to the physical. The enemy wanted to pay attention to the turbulence in the water, not in the light of the word of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus reminded Martha, be still, wait. He is still the resurrection and the life. And Lazarus came back to life because of the light. Because of the light. May you receive light today in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive light that will remove you from that stagnation. Receive light that will bring you to the place of healing and abundance. Receive light that will take away shame, that will take away the spirit of reproach. Receive light tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how stinging your situation is. It doesn't matter how rotten your situation is. Hallelujah. God is able to heal. God is able to restore you in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? So light brings you to the place of salvation. Glory be to God. Is the Lord your light? Is the Lord your Savior? I'm speaking to somebody tonight. Is the Lord your light? Is he your Savior? Have you made the Lord your Savior? Because there are situations you will face in life that you will need a Savior. You will need to know where you are with your journey with the Lord. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil assails, when evil doers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and my foes, it is they who stumble and fall. When the Lord become your light, when the Lord become your salvation, even those that are hunting after your life, those that want to see your downfall, they will be the one to fall. Glory be to God. They will be the one to fall. Those that want you to die, they will be the one to die. Oh, you are not dying. Oh, hallelujah. Those that want you to fail, they will be the one to fail. You are not failing. This is the word of God. When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and my foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. This is what it takes to have confidence in the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we don't waste our time when we come to a place like this. We don't waste our energy, our time, our resources when we come to seek the face of God. David said, one thing have I desired for of, one thing will I seek after, praise the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Some of you, all you desire for is to go to a club, to go to a bar. You want to spend time in a club, to spend time in a bar. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But David is saying, my heart is beating to be in the presence of God. My heart is beating to be in the house of God. My heart is beating to be in a place where people are calling upon the name of God, where people are worshiping God, where people are praising God. My heart is beating for his presence. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because that is the place of security. That is the place of confidence. That is the place of light. That is the place of provision. That is the place where God will give you wisdom above your peers. That is the place where your life will be preserved. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. When you are burning to be in the presence of God, when you are burning to be in the house of God, not a one-time thing, hallelujah. Some of you, you are waiting for a major holiday to go to church. Some of you are waiting for Christmas to go to church. Some of you are waiting for these major holidays. You are waiting for Halloween in order to go to church. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. But there are people that their hearts are burning, but they want to be in the house of God all the days of their life. Hallelujah. You know, today I meet different people in different categories of life, social life, hallelujah. And our generation today, there are people who feel they are too educated to come to church. There are people who think that they are too rich to come to church. There are people who think that they have so much power to come to church. But this was the ruler of a nation. This was a king of a nation, saying that one thing have I desire. If somebody asks you today, what is that thing that knocks your head? What is that thing that when you wake up excites you? What is that thing that keeps you running? Is it to be in the presence of God? Is it to seek the face of God? Some of you, all you desire is a boyfriend. All you desire is to have a boyfriend, to have a girlfriend. All you desire is to have a good job. All you desire is to have a good career. Hallelujah. But your heart is not beating for your maker. Your heart is not beating for your God. Your heart is not beating to be in the presence of God. I am telling you, if your heart is not beating for God, you will be in trouble. You will be in trouble, because evil are the days we live in. But you need the masses of God to keep going. You need the masses of God to be preserved. You need the masses of God to live long. Praise the Lord. David knew this secret. That's why the scripture says, come boldly before the throne of grace, that you may obtain grace and mercy for the time of need. You see, our generation doesn't understand that. Our generation is only seeking God when they are already in need, instead of seeking God while he may be found, seeking God all the time. Because every time you appear before his presence, every time you appear, he clothes you with strength. He clothes you with dignity. He clothes you with honor. He preserves you. He covers you. He lavish on you. He gives you power. He gives you authority. That the day that the trouble kicks in, you will have the strength to overcome. Glory be to God.
when the time the sickness will hit, you will have the strength to overcome. The time that arrow that flies by night come, you will have the strength to overcome. The time that arrow that flies by noonday come, you will have the strength to overcome, because you spend your days seeking God. You spend your days desiring to be in the presence of God. You spend your days desiring to be in the glory. And because you are always in the glory, your life will be preserved. There are things that God add on to you by the virtue that you presented yourself before Him. Because every time you present yourself to God, you are showing God that you can't do it on your own. You are showing God you are not too big to come to church. You are not too big to come to Bible study. You are not too big to come for house fellowship. You are not too big to come and worship God, to come for the prayer service. You are reminding yourself, no matter how educated you are, no matter how much your bank account look like, no matter the kind of job you have, you still need the mercies of God that are new every morning. You still need grace. You still need the help of heaven that is able to preserve you from calamities. The help of heaven that is able to preserve you.
Praise the Lord. I live in this city of Chicago. Now Chicago is everywhere in the news. Even President Donald Trump wants to bring troops in this city. They are saying that this city is so violent. This city, many things are happening. Hallelujah. But I've stayed in this city over 10 years. God has preserved me in the name of Jesus. God has preserved me. Even in this city, God has preserved me. Only the Lord can preserve you. There is no place that is safe. Hallelujah. There's no place. Oh, I have had people even living in good neighborhoods. Hallelujah. Being hit with a stray bullet. I have had children, hallelujah, sitting in a house being knocked with a stray bullet from the window. I have had children dying while going to visit the park because people were shooting and the gun hit on them. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why you need the mercies of God. Mercies of God can preserve you from a road accident. You know, when mercies of God is upon you, it doesn't matter how much the accident is, you will come out alive. Just not long ago, we saw the aeroplane that fell down, and everybody in the aeroplane died, but one man came out alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This guy, 2-3 days, he was able to walk by himself. It looked like no bone was broken. Yet everybody, almost over 300 people in that plane died. But this guy came out alive. It was in the news. They even went to interview him. How? How possible that you came out alive in this situation? Everybody died, but you came out alive. The mercies of God. The mercies of God. But as well, never joke with the virtue of appearing before God. The virtue of coming to worship God. The virtue of being in the house of God can save your life, can save your destiny. Never, never allow anyone deceive you. But you can do it with your strength. You can do it with your education. You can do it with the number of books you have read. No, 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 no. Praise the Lord. The Bible says even the strength of the young man shall fail them. Because the days we live in are evil. Even the strength of the young men who don't consider to come to join the niliology, to join the prayer group, to join the Bible study, to study the word of God so that they receive the light of God that can help them in the days of darkness. Those youths will faint. That's why we are seeing all manner of things with young people. We are seeing weaklings. We are seeing people that when the enemy blows on them, they fall on the other side. The enemy just blew, and you are just falling like this. Hallelujah. You lack stamina. You lack strength. Hallelujah. Any wind of doctrine is carrying you. Praise the Lord. Any deception is carrying you. Any lie is carrying you. Any false spirit is carrying you. Praise the Lord. Because you are not staying in the presence of God. You don't know why, how important it is to be sold out for God. This was the king of our whole nation, saying, one thing have I asked of the Lord, but I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. In the day of trouble, the Lord will hide you. The Lord will hide you. When corona is coming, the Lord will hide you. When viruses are coming, the Lord will hide you. He will cover you under his wings. In the mighty name of Jesus, when diseases are coming, the Lord will hide you. When trouble is coming, the Lord will hide you. When violence is coming, the Lord will hide you. When sicknesses are coming, the Lord will hide you. Because you stayed in the place of inquiry, you will be ahead of time. You will be ahead of your generation. Because God has a way of revealing things to people who have intimacy with him. Because God will not do anything without revealing himself to his prophets. So when you become closer to God, God will be able to tell you things before they happen. He will be able to prepare you. He will be able to empower you. He will be able to give you the spirit of wisdom and understanding so that the enemy is not able to deceive you. Hallelujah. Do you know? Praise the Lord. I know we have come from a very tough season. This season of the virus we have come through. And the enemy deceived a lot of people. The enemy deceived a lot of people. But us who are in the house of God, us who are inquiring at the feet of Christ, we were ahead of the game. We knew what was coming before even it came. We knew all the tricks, all the games, all the deception the enemy was playing. We knew about it. We knew about it. And the Lord, by his mercy, help us to overcome that season. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. By his mercy, we overcame that season because we were waiting. We were waiting. So when we are waiting, when we abide under the shelter, under the covering of God, hallelujah, the Lord will hide you from the day of trouble. The day of trouble is coming. Hallelujah. There is no place safe. The day of trouble is coming. America is not safe. Africa is not safe. Europe is not safe. Don't think that you are in America, you are safe. Hallelujah. Nowhere is safe. You need God. You need God for your life. You need God for your preservation. Stop joking with your life. Without God, you are like a feather that can be blown up. Hallelujah. You need God to have weight in the spirit. That's what the Bible said, the Lord weighs the spirit. If God put you on a scale, where will you be? I know you love going to gym, you love weight, lifting weights, hallelujah. But there is a weight of the spirit. There is a weight of the spirit that is added unto you when you appear. That is added unto you when you come before God. That is added unto you when your life is surrendered to Christ, hallelujah. There is a weight of the spirit that God will measure. So every time you spend with God, there is a weight. Your spirit grow. You see, the spirit of a man is meant to grow. Praise the Lord. Are we together? There is addition of the spirit. There are levels of the spirit. God doesn't want you to be where you are. He wants you to grow, to feed nations. He wants you to grow that a little of you will cause thousands of people to prophesy. Praise the Lord. The Bible says from the book of Numbers, hallelujah. Cut it off, hallelujah. From the book of Numbers, hallelujah. From the book of Numbers, the Bible said that the Lord took some of the spirits on the life of Moses. He just took some of the spirit and he put it on the 24, on the elders of Israel. He put some of the spirit, 70 elders of Israel, and all of them began to prophesy because there was a man that was waiting on God. There was a man that was spending time with God. And because they were spending time with God, their spirit had grown. Because they were spending time with God, they became heavy in the spirit. Praise the Lord. The more you spend time with God, your life will bring impact to others. The moment you spend time with God, hallelujah, you will carry his presence. God will be able to share what you have received from him, and what you have received from the Lord will make others better. What you have received from the Lord will make others to go out and become apostles. Become pastors, become evangelists, become healers, become men and women of faith. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Because you chose to spend time with God. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me up upon a rock. Wow. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger, O you who have been my help. Cast me not off, forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. You see, this is one of the scriptures that has been an encouragement to me. You know, you can reach to that level that even your parents can forsake you. Your father can forsake you. Hallelujah. Your own biological mother, biological parents can forsake you. But that very moment when you have a relationship with God, the Bible says the Lord will pick you up. When men reject you, the Lord will pick you up. When friends reject you, the Lord will pick you up in the mighty name of Jesus. Because your faith is not based on men. Your faith is based on the Lord, the rock that is higher. The Lord will lift you to a rock that is higher than any situation. The Lord will lift you to a rock that is higher than any disease. The Lord will lift you to a rock that is higher than any demon. The Lord will lift you to a rock that is higher than any closed door, than any struggle, in the mighty name of Jesus, because the Lord shall be your deliverer. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. This guy went through a lot. David went through a lot. Even the time when the father was mentioning children, David's name was not mentioned because he wasn't considered to be part of the family. Praise the Lord. I don't know what you're going through tonight, but if you have chosen to make him your Lord, your Savior, your King, if you have chosen to put him first, the Lord will take you up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversary. For false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. There are situations in life that calls for waiting on God. People may think you are crazy. People may think, why is this guy so sold out? All the time is preaching, all the time is worshiping. We don't like the Bible. All the time is telling us about the Bible. He's telling us to worship God. He's telling us to repent. He's telling us to come to church. Hallelujah. Your generation may not understand you, but there are benefits of waiting on God. That's why this verse is ending by the word, wait on the Lord. And then it says again, wait. Stay there. Stay in his presence. Stay in his will. Stay in the prayer team. Stay in the prayer group. Stay as a deacon. Stay as a elder. Stay as a leader. Stay there in the service of God. Don't be shaken. Stay in your service for God. Stay there. Stay in the worship. Stay in the prayer. Stay in the word. Stay there. Wait. Even when things doesn't seem to be working, wait. Wait. Because one day you will gather strength like the eagle. One day you will gather sight like the eagle. One day you will fly above the storms. One day you will fly above the storms because the masses of God will cover you. They will begin to ask themselves, how did this one reach here? How did that nobody like this become who he is today? Because you waited on the Lord while others were pursuing the flesh. While others were all after their career, while others were all after their money, while others considered money, considered mammon to be more important than coming to church, hallelujah, you decided to wait on the Lord. You decided that I will not miss a prayer service. You decided that I will not miss a time of fellowship with God in the mighty name of Jesus. And you decided to wait on the Lord. And as you wait on the Lord, there is power that is coming upon you. There are masses that are coming upon you. There is help that is coming upon you. There is healing that is coming upon you. There is strength that is coming upon you. There is salvation that is coming upon you. You will not perish. You will live to see the goodness of the Lord. Atanamo zande rika parate se perere rebusha. Rekete riba baba. I want you to open your mouth and begin to pray tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, because your life will never be the same. Pray the Lord, give me the grace to wait on you. Give me the grace to seek you. Oh God of heaven and the earth, even when you say seek me, my heart will say, Lord, I seek you. Even before you say you are sold out for God, your heart is beating for God, you are yearning for him. Ayakoba yakadaba una maratua talabandele petete betolata rapatele ketoro boboyanta na mazendi riko payande ripa baba bosha. Pray the Lord may grant you grace, grace of waiting. Lord, give me grace to wait on you. Lord, give me grace to be in your presence. Lord, give me grace to desire you. Lord, give me grace to pant for you. Lord, give me grace that my heart will yield. My heart will yield to your will. My heart will yield. That one thing have I want, one thing have I desire, is to seek God, is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to seek for his beauty, to seek to inquire from his temple. Mighty Jehovah, Jehovah Adonai, the King of glory, we pray that prayer, that desire of David, may it consume the family of restoration of the tent of
David, that the yearning that David had will be the yearning of the children of this house, that we will yearn to wait, we will yearn to be strong, we will yearn to be courageous and to wait on the Lord, no matter our enemies, no matter how many have ganged against us, for they will come in one way and flee in many ways, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are the Lord, the King of glory. You are the Lord that protects us. You are the Lord that will shelter us. On the day of trouble, our lives shall be preserved. On the day of trouble, our health shall be preserved. On the day of trouble, our children will be preserved. On the day of trouble, our city will be preserved. Our neighborhoods will be preserved. On the day of trouble, our nation will be preserved, because we have chosen to wait. We have chosen to inquire. We have chosen to seek the mind of Christ. We have chosen to know the mind of God concerning times like this. We have chosen to understand Him. We have chosen to have a desire to know Him, to have a desire to walk with Him, to have a desire to fellowship with Him, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Mighty Jehovah Adonai, help us, O God, in the name of Jesus, that every crown be leveled in the mighty name of Jesus. As we wait on you, let the mountains be level. Let every crown be level. Every crooked path be made straight in the name of Jesus.
For the Lord shall protect us from all evil. May the Lord protect you from all evil. May the Lord shield you from all trouble in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you are a child of God, because you have chosen to be in His presence, because you have chosen to desire to come to the house of worship, to come to the house of prayer, may the Lord preserve you. May the Lord preserve you. May the Lord preserve you. May the Lord preserve your health. May the Lord preserve your mind. May the Lord preserve your business. May the Lord preserve your career. May the Lord preserve you. May the Lord preserve you. May the Lord preserve you. May the Lord protect you from the wicked one. May the hand of evil, may the eyes of evil men never see you. May the eyes of evil men never see our children, because we stay at the altar, because we wait on Him. May the eyes of evil men, may they never see our children. May they never see our jobs. May they never see our prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus, because we wait on the Lord. Let deliverance become our portion. Let salvation become our portion. Let the mercies of God abound. Let the favor of God abound. May help abound. May angels work for us, because we wait on the Lord. May doors be opened, because we wait on the Lord. We gain the heart of understanding, because we wait on God. We gain the heart of wisdom, because we wait on God. May we walk in perfect health, because we wait on God. May mercies go before us, because we wait on God. May favor be our portion, because we wait on God. May people we do not know, may they serve us, because we wait on God. May great doors be open unto us, because we wait on God. May we become a light unto nations, because we wait on God. May we become a light. May we become a light to our neighborhood, to our youth, to our headmates, because we wait on God. May the power of God rest upon us. May His presence rest upon us. May His spirit be poured mightily
mightily, 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 because we wait on God. May we experience it because we wait on God. May we walk in the manifestation of His power, of His glory, of His might, because we wait on God. May we work out miracles because we wait on God. May we heal the sick. May we raise the dead. May we open the blind eyes because we wait on the God of heaven. Because we wait on Adonai, we shall see the goodness of the Lord. Because we wait on God, we shall see the goodness of God. How? Bring it down, David. Hallelujah. Because we wait on God. Hallelujah. David believed that he will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. No matter what the enemy was throwing on him. You see, the enemy was throwing so much on the life of David. Everywhere, there were people that wanted to destroy him. There were people that wanted to kill him. God bless you, Pastor Samuel. Hallelujah. There were people that wanted to destroy the life of David. But because he chose to wait on the Lord, he believed that he will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Hallelujah. In a land where people are discouraged, in a land where people are depressed, you will see the goodness of God. You will look around and say, this far is the Lord has brought me. This far we shall call him Ebenezer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Do you know, it is an awesome thing to see God at work. It is an awesome thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To look back and see, hey, indeed, I have seen his mercy. Indeed, I have seen the hand of God. Indeed, I have seen God in small beginning. I have seen God in lack. I have seen God in abundance. I have seen God in sickness. I have seen God in health. In the mighty name of Jesus, no matter the discouragement, no matter the things that the enemy is trying to throw around you, because you wait on God, because you have the light of God, you hold on to the word of God, you hold on to the victory on that light, and you will not fear. You will not fear. You will not bow to the enemy. You will not bow to darkness. You will not bow to deception, because you have received the light of God. Walk no more in fear. Walk no more in fear, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have received his light. Walk in confidence in the name of Jesus. For the Lord is the same today and forevermore. He never changes. Hallelujah. If he did it to them, he's doing it now to us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you again for tuning in tonight. I pray that you have been blessed with the word of God, even those that are joining in right now in the name of Jesus. The Lord just pressed in my spirit to speak about that. Hallelujah. That there's a reason why we are doing what we are doing. It may look like we are doing nothing, but we are receiving help. We are acknowledging that we need Jesus. In a world like this, you need God. Oh, you need God. You see, being in the presence of God, for a Christian, is like fish in the water. Hallelujah. The moment you take fish out of the water, it begins to die. It's the same way as a child of God. You need to stay in the house of God. You need to stay in the church. You need to stay in the presence of God so that you receive help. Each one of us, you need help, whether you like it or you don't like it. You need help. May the enemy never deceive you. Praise the Lord. May the enemy never deceive you. Hallelujah. I remember the time when I was coming from Africa. Hallelujah. In Africa, we were going for caches, we were going for Bible study, we were going for home fellowship. You know, we were on fire, we were going for camping as youths. Hallelujah. And that kept me going.
Hallelujah. Kept me. We were so busy in the church. Hallelujah. We used to have youth service. I used to be the usher in the church, youth usher. Hallelujah. I used to collect offering, count offering in the church. Hallelujah. It kept me from trouble. Being active in the church helped me. Being active in the church saved my life. And when I came to America, I found a completely different culture. I found a place where that burning is like God is not number one in many people's life. People just go to church for the sake of going and they are living a double life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are many people who spoke to me, "Where are you going to church?" Where I used to leave my job. I used to leave my job at 6. And I used to travel 45 minutes going to church in the evening. Hallelujah. I could leave my workplace before I go home. I could board a bus, be on the bus. I take 2 buses to arrive at the church. Even in winter, hallelujah, I could take like between 45 minutes to go to Bible study. I could arrive at 7 p.m. to go to church. Very far away from the place where I used to live. The service could end up at 9. Praise the Lord. That 9, I start journeying back home. Praise the Lord. I could reach home around 10 something in the night. Sometime my pastor could give me a ride and could drop me in front of the apartment. Praise the Lord. And that went on for so many years. While I was going to school at the same time. Hallelujah. And His mercies abound. His mercies abound. I received the help of God. No matter what I was going through, hallelujah. Even my own dad was like, "Yours is too much. Why do you love this church thing? Why? Put your education first." You know, some of you are too busy to come to church because you are studying. Hey, ha. It's God that can give you the mind even to understand what you are studying. So you will hear some people, "I'm busy. I'm trying to catch up with my assignment. I can't come to church today. I'm trying to catch up with my..." You are deceiving yourself. No matter how busy you are, make time for God. Remember that there is help that you can only receive from God. There is help. I have seen His mercy. Hallelujah. Even in my education, I have seen His mercies. Hallelujah. I've seen His mercies. Even my wife says that you normally don't study a lot, but you always pass. Hallelujah. You always pass. Praise the Lord. Because when you put God first, hallelujah, He helps you. There are seasons where even what the day, one day before the exam, the Lord could lead me to areas to study. And those things I read when I go to exam is what I find. Hallelujah. I end up passing the test by the mercies of God. When you put God first, you will receive help. And this is the testament of David. God will save you from all trouble. God will save you from every plan, from every agenda in the name of Jesus, because He will hide you under the shelter of the Almighty. If you are a child of God, you don't have a local church, seek to have a local church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't have a church, you live here in Chicago, join our fellowship. Our doors are open in the mighty name of Jesus. Be a part of a community. Be a part of a church to partake even Holy Communion in the church. Every time we partake of the Holy Communion. I just heard a testimony of a man of God that said that there's a mad woman that came to church and she was given Holy Communion. She drank the wine of the Holy Communion and she became well instantly without no one praying for that lady. That lady was walking around naked with her child on the street, was brought to the church, drank Holy Communion and sanity returned. Hallelujah. So the things we do in the church can save you. Even by the partaking of the communion can save your life from trouble, can save your life, because it's like God putting a mark in your life that you belong to Him. And whatever belongs to God, the enemy cannot touch. Whatever belongs to God, the devil cannot begin with your life unless God permit. because you belong to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Before we close, I want us to lift up a prayer concerning one brother. Hallelujah. I won't mention his name, but there's a prayer request that reached to us. This brother is sick. Hallelujah. And is trusting God for healing in the name of Jesus Christ. This brother is sick and is trusting God for healing. He sent for a prayer request on WhatsApp. And I want us to stand by faith, because there's power in the prayer of unity, and pray no matter what it is. God will send forth his mercy. David, bring it up. I want us to take 1 or 2 minutes to pray for this brother in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we lift up every prayer need tonight in your able hand, even those that are trusting you for healing. Oh, Jehovah Adonai, as we stand upon this enthroned altar that we have raised upon this place to honor the name of Jesus, the altar of salvation. As you were saying, Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. And Father, those that have called upon your name upon this place, may they receive help. May they receive healing now in the name of Jesus. Let the yoke of infirmity be broken now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let diseases be gone in the name of Jesus. Let blind eyes see. Let deaf ears hear in the mighty name of Jesus. Let darkness vacate and clean spirit rebuked in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that had no well in their body, may they receive their healing. May they receive their breakthrough. I command the pain be gone in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God go ahead of you. May the power of God flow in you from the crown of your head to the toe of your feet. Receive the healing of God. Receive the mercies of God. Receive the help of God. Even those that are trusting God for various needs, let those doors be opened. Open now, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen and amen, amen and amen. Thank you again for tuning in to RTD Church International. I'm looking forward to see you again. Thank you, and have a good night. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious towards you, and may the Lord keep you. Be blessed, be covered with the precious blood of Jesus until we see each other again. Stay blessed. Shalom.